Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Let's do it. Another week of high school volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Very good at Tuesday night to you. I am Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman back in our studios. Of course, you got us dialed in on the FM station or msesports.net, keeping you up to date on all the latest Northeast Kansas high school sports. Well, tonight we are in Horton for some Northeast Kansas League volleyball tonight as Horton plays host to Jeff County North and Jackson Heights. Well, first one up will be Jeff County North against the host Chargers in Horton. Horton, they have had a tough start to their season. They are 0-7, 0-4 in league play. They've only won two sets out of the possible 16 they have played so far this season. Those two sets were won early against Valley Falls, and Oskaloosa. They have also lost eight straight sets coming into this one tonight. Jeff County North, in the first KVA rankings in Class 2A, came in at number 5. They are 7-2 overall and 4-0 in league play. They went 3-2 on Saturday at Riley County with wins over Great Bend, St. Mary's, and Holton. They had losses to Clay Center and Valley Heights. And then Jackson Heights will be up next against Jeff County North, who comes in at 6-1 overall. They are 1-1 in league play. So we got a good one tonight in Northeast Kansas League volleyball action. Again, thanks for tuning in and glad to be a part of your Tuesday night high school volleyball coverage. So again, first up, it will be Horton and Jeff County North. Two teams getting set to do battle. Horton trying to get their first win of the season. Jeff County North, one of the best teams in Class 2A. First rankings, according to the Kansas Volleyball Association, they were number 5. And right now, perfect in league play, 7-2 overall. We are up high in the bleachers here at Horton High School. They will be playing on the court to my right. First set, Jeff County North will start on the far side. Horton here on the near side. Horton will tee it up and hit the first serve. Quick spike, good save there by Horton. The Chargers keeping this one in play. Free ball, and then it's going to tap, and Jeff County North barely getting it back over, and it looked like a Chargers player touched the net, so Jeff County North will get the first point. It's 1-0 in favor of Jeff County North. Chargers v. Chargers here in this first one tonight. There's the serve by Addison Manville, the senior. Horton trying to keep this one alive, saved by the libero, Forgy. Here's a spike, out of play. Chargers get the second point. It's 1-1. JCN, very talented across the front line. Good length, good height. Very athletic in front of the nets. There's the serve, and goes right into the net, so it's an easy point for Jeff County North, making it 2-1 here in set number one. Here's the serve by Holly Forgy, the sophomore libero for Jeff County North. Chargers trying to set this one up, has to play a free one back over. JCN trying to set one up, but on the third one had to get it back over. We get a whistle and an extra hit against Jeff County North, and Horton's going to get the second point. And we're tied at 2. So we've alternated points through the first 4 frames. 2-2, match 1, set 1. Served by Cameron Cabilla, the freshman. Looks like the officials weren't ready, so Cabilla will have to set the serve up once again. Gets it across. Good save there by Libero. Comes back to Cabilla. Gets it to the front line, and then it's batted down. It's going to be a point for Jeff County North. 3-2 JCN. This will be Audrey Bell, the junior, to serve here to the near side. 3-2 JCN. And that one is a great serve. And the Chargers unable to get that one back over. And it's 4-2, Jeff County North. Strong serve there by Bell, the junior. Well, I will say Horton has a girl out there with the jersey number 10, and they don't have 10 here in the program, so we're going to have to kind of work around that through this first set. There's a set spike and just missing by JCN. So Horton will get their third point, 4-3, JCN. As bodies rotate, a couple subs checking in. Ashton Keough, the sophomore, has checked in, will serve for Horton. Nice save there by Jordan Rank, but then it goes out, and a good serve leading to a nice point there, and we're tied at four. Jordan Rank, the sophomore, tried to keep that one in play on the back line and just blew it in the opposite direction. 4-4, first set. Oh, and that one right off the head of Piper Chartier, the freshman, took one right off the back of the head as Keough's serve could not get over the net, so it's a point for JCN. They lead it 5-4. That'll set up Claire Jobbins, the junior, to serve here to the near side for JCN. They lead it 5-4. Chargers set it up here with Kabia. They get it back over. Nice diving save. JCN with a set, looking for the spike. Instead, they can't get the free point. They get an extra hit, and Horton's going to get the point. We're tied at 5. This will be Madison Sturton, the junior, set to serve this one away. And she left it short, 5-4, or correction, now 6-5, JCN. That's a couple of times here in the last few that Horton's put their serve right into the net. Tiana Cavan has checked into the game as well. Strong serve there by Jordan Rank. Chargers trying to set it up for the spike. They get it back over. Nice clean save there by Audrey Bell. Setting it up here to the near side. Beautiful floater, and it drops in for JCN. Emma Ruckdeschel, the sophomore, getting the point. It's 7-5 in favor of Jeff County North. Jordan Rank will go back to serve. 7-5 their lead here in the first set. And then that one, a little confusion there between Kabia and Link. And another point there for JCN, their largest lead now at 8-5. They scored the last three. Rank once again will serve. Kabia sets it up in the front. Left side for Link. She has to save it to get it back over. Now Jeff County North gets it back over. Nice little rally here. Spike out. And the point for Horton. Stops a 3-0 spurt. 8-6, Jeff County North. Here in the first set, of course, Jackson Heights, Jeff County North will play up next, and then Jackson Heights and Horton will wrap up the evening. Beautiful set, beautiful spike, easy. Addison Manville puts it home, and 9-6 now the score for Jeff County North. Jocelyn Sieber, the junior, will step back for JCN to serve. Once again, a lot of length on the front line for Jeff County North, including the likes of Clara Johnson, Ruckdeschel, Manville as well. This one set up. Again, confusion here for Horton. Just trying to get their bodies in the right spot. Led to a couple of Jeff County North points off the serve, and their lead is now 10-6, largest lead at 4. Sieber once again to serve it up. Right down the heart, right down the middle. Good line drive, good setup there by Link. Just popping it back over. A libero there, Forgy. Sets it up nicely. That one stays in. And a good finish by Audrey Bell. Just tapping the line there on the far side. And it's 11-6 JCN. They have scored 6 of the last 7 since it was 5-5. And it will be Sieber once again to serve. For Jeff County North, they lead it by 5 here in the first set, 11-6. Here at Horton, just getting going at the triangular here tonight. Good set, good save up there by Ashton Keough to keep it alive for Horton. They get it back over. Good set. There's the bump. There's the spike and blocked right back into the net. Good defense there by Lydia Link. And a point there for Horton to make it 11-7 JCN. This will be Carly Hammersmith, the junior, to serve this one away for Horton. Nice line drive serve, but too long. Point for JCN. 12-7 their lead. Sends back Manville, the senior, to serve. Talking to their head coach prior to tonight's match. Pointed at Manville and said she's really good. Although she let that one go long on the serve, giving a point to Horton, making it 12-8 JCN. Again, this is a Jeff County North team in the rankings in Class 2A. Very good, 7-2 overall. There's the serve there by Link. JCN keeps it alive with Forgie on the back line. Good stop there by Link. Hammersmith trying to keep it alive, gets it over. Forgie again in the back line, keeping it alive. Spike, easy. Macy Thompson, the junior, hammers one home. Horton can't get that one back over. And it's 13-8 in favor of Jeff County North. We've got two balls here on the varsity side, so they got a switch. JV goes on to our left here, varsity on the right. Here's Forgie to serve. And trying to keep it alive, and Hammersmith had trouble with that line drive low serve, and it goes out of play. JCN extending their lead at 14-8. Libero once again, Holly Forgie, the sophomore, going back to serve. Jeff County North, their largest lead here at 6 at 14-8. Line drive serve short left, nice dig there, but nobody came and got it after the nice stick from Chartier. And it falls to nobody, and it's 15-8, and we're going to get a timeout. First timeout, Jeff County North here in the first set, leading Horton 15-8. We'll take a quick 30 back in a moment. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KNZA.
It's back to school and back to routines. Your days are filled with errands and activities. Hi, this is Amy of Union State Bank of Everest. Even as you get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you happen to be. From paying online bills to making transfers, you can do it all. And with text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We continue on high school volleyball tonight in the Northeast Kansas League. We're in the first match, first set. Jeff County North, 15-8 their lead over Horton. Served, brought back over to Jeff County North. They're setting it up for the spike, and that one is, didn't see the signal. Was it out or was it in? The referees are communicating, and that was in on the spike there from Macy Thompson, so it extends the lead to a double up at 16-8. Forgie back to serve, line drive down the middle into nobody. Easy point. Now Horton's had a great start, but now it's just a lot of confusion. Jeff County North, they've scored the last five and six of the last seven. There's a nice little setup by Link. Setting it up front, nice little tap over there by Sturton. Sturton trying to keep it alive for Horton. Here's Hammersmith, sets it up. Chargers get it back over to Jeff County North. Here's the set, spike, good dig, way to keep it alive. Oh, I don't know how Horton kept that one alive, but they did. Here's a chance for another set. Low liner into the nets, and it's going to be a point for Jeff County North. Macy Thompson, just what touch over the net. Looked like she was going to spike it home. Notice the defenders backing up, so just did the little tap over. And it's 18-8, and then that serve is out, and Horton's going to get a point, 18-9. That stops a run of six straight points by Jeff County North. Cameron Cabilla, the freshman, sets a serve for Horton. Nice long serve, kept in play there by Forgie. They set it up on the front line, mashed in by Bell, but saved by Horton. Two bodies run into each other, but they keep it alive. JCN back on the set, looking for Thompson. Smashed it home. It went from Thompson to Bell, and Bell finished it off. It's 19-9. JCN cruising here in the first set. As Bell set to serve it away. Short left. Good set up there by Hammersmith. Gets it back over and a quick tap down by Macy Thompson. 20-9. JCN in control here in set one. Audrey Bell to serve. Short left. Hit in the air. And Hammersmith just couldn't quite corral that one over. And it's 21-9. Horton, of course, still searching for that first victory of the young season. JCN, a top five team in Class 2A. It's going to be real fun when we get Jeff County North and Jackson Heights here later on tonight. That one is up next. Good rally here going on. Nice little setup by Ruckdeschel. And then tapped in by Ruckdeschel for the easy point. It's 22-9. Both of these teams fairly young, a lot of sophomores and juniors, even some freshmen across the board. One of those juniors, Bell, with the serve. Nice setup by Kabia for the Chargers of Horton. Here comes a spike. Libero there for you with a nice save. Little tap. Once again, Kabia keeping it alive for Horton. She's doing a lot on this rally. Best rally so far. Tipped at the net. Down, and the point is for JCN. 23-9. It was 13-8 at one point. A 10-1 run since for JCN. Right down the middle, Kabia setting it up. Looking for Sturton on the spike. JCN stuffs it. Horton keeps it alive. Back over on the third. Orgy setting it up. Spike here to the near side. Good job by Kabia in the middle for Horton keeping these alive. Libero setting it back up. Another good rally set. There's the spike right to Kabia. She keeps it up again. On the third, they just have to get it right over. JCN, a chance to set it up. Good tap. Oh, and just mistiming her jump was Macy Thompson. And Horton's going to get a point. It's 23-10, JCN. Setting up the serve. This will be Keough. Ashton Keough, the sophomore. Nice line drive serve. Bodied up there by Rank. Tapped over by Ruckdeschel. Horton keeps it alive. Nice little tap and a nice point. Good. Touch there over by Piper Chartier, the freshman. And back-to-back points for Horton. It's 23-11, JCN. And Keough goes back to serve once again right down the middle. Line drive. Libero Forgy sets it up. Manville has to save it. Third strike. They get it back over. Here's the set. They botch it, but they get it back over for JCN. Here comes a kill shot. Blocked at the net. Point for Horton. So Horton has now scored the last three. Ruckdeschel was stuffed at the net by Piper Chartier. Here's Keough with the serve. 23-12. Nice line drive knuckleball, but kept alive. Kabia with a nice save. Keeps it up. Three ball over, and then it falls. Horton another point. They've scored four straight. It's 23-13, JCN. Once again, this will be Keough to set the serve. JCN leads by 10, 23-13 here in the first set. Good stick there by Jordan Rank. Third hit, Ruckdeschel has to get it back over for JCN. Now Horton a chance to respond. They do, but it's out. Point JCN, and we are... Here's set points for Jeff County North here in the first set. 24-13, 1 point will wrap up this first set. It was a nice little run by Horton. They had scored four straight. Served by Jobbins. Kept alive. Getting it back over is Link. Good stop there. Push back over. Libero keeping it alive. Chance for Horton to get a point here. Blocked at the net, and that's going to do it. Blocked at the net by Jordan Rank, and that's going to end the first set. 25-13 our score. JCN takes the first. We got set two coming your way next.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. It's a month to double up with the September special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get two large single topping pizzas for $25.99. Pick any of your two favorite toppings piled high on original Pizza Bakery crust. Then maybe add breadsticks, salad, or wings. Great food, great variety. And when you're in a hurry, the Pizza Bakery now has a hot case, so you can grab and go all your favorite Pizza Bakery items. For call-in or carry-out, call 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Set number two coming up in our first match. Jeff County North winning 25-13 against Horton in the first set. So set two just moments away from getting underway. Jeff County North, a very talented team in Class 2A. 7-2 overall heading into tonight's triangular. Of course, a full slate of volleyball action tonight. Schedule, of course, mscsports.net. So set number two getting ready to get going between Horton and Jeff County North, with JC in the 1-0 advantage. Addison Manville, the senior, getting ready to serve to start the second set. We do have one of the officials looking at the rotation here for Horton and making sure everyone is lined up correctly. Carly Hammersmith, a late add to the floors. We get this second set up and rolling. I think everybody is checked in the right spots and ready to go. So it's Addison Manville, the senior. Here we go. Set number two, JC in a 1-0 advantage. 25-13 their victory in set one. One of the officials still talking to the scorer's table. And we get the okay, and we're good to go. Manville on the serve. High floater across the middle. Chargers trying to set it up. They just got to get it back over on the third. They do. Forgie sets it here for JCN. Here comes a spike attempt. Easy money. Audrey Bell finishing. And JCN a 1-0 lead. Back to Manville to serve. Line drive down the middle. Chargers get an opportunity. They get it back over. Nice little flare up there by Jobbins. Spike attempt. Saved there by Piper Chartier, but unable to keep it in play. And JCN, a 2-0 advantage. Nice play, though, by Chartier, but had a couple teammates running here to the left side to try to get it back over, and they just could not do it. 2-0 JCN. They lead at 1-0 here. Set two. Nice little tap over there, trying to play a little mind game there. There's a spike and easy money once again. Jeff County North, who else but Audrey Bell, the junior. 3-0 JCN, off to a good start here in the second set. Manville, another serve. Bopped in the air by Tiana Caven. Chargers with a nice rally, get it back over. There's a spike attempt, and that one's good. Clara Johnson, the sophomore, with the kill. 4-0 JCN. An early start here, Jeff County North. Line drive serve. Hammersmith gets it back over. Libero Forgie sets it up. Spike attempt. Beautiful tap. And Macy Thompson makes it 5-0 just over the outstretched arms of two Charger defenders up front. JCN again, first 5 points on their side. Manville continues to serve. Nice little bump there by Lydia Link. Gets it back over for Horton. One set. Spike attempts. Once again saved up by Chartier. Horton with a nice rally here. Taps it over. Good save by Manville. Manville sends it to the other side. Spike attempt. Good dig there by Caven. Forgie with a nice save. Good rally. Best one so far here in the second set. Spike kill. Macy Thompson with another. 6-0 Jeff County North. Good job there by Horton. A couple occasions. Good couple of digs to keep that rally alive, but give a team like Jeff County North enough opportunities, eventually they're going to find it. 6-0 JCN here in the second set. Manville with the serve, gets it over. Chance for Link to get it back over. Nice push shot there by Seaver for JCN, and Macy Thompson once again just tapping it over the front line and finding that open spot, and it's 7-0. A quick touchdown lead for Jeff County North. Horton has decided to take a timeout. We'll take a 30 as well. Back in a moment on KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tamman, Kirk Hillman with you. High school volleyball. I want to thank, of course, all of our great sports boosters for making our high school broadcast possible all throughout the 2021-2022 season. Cruising along here in the fall sports campaign. It's match number 2, 1-0 advantage for Jeff County North. They lead the second set 7-0. And then Horton able to get an extra tap on the side of JCN, so Horton finally gets their first point. Carly Hammersmith will be the first one to serve for Horton here in the second set. Another sub comes into the game. Lydia Link back in. 7-1 JCN. They lead the match 1-0. Good save there by the libero, Forgy. Third tap. They just got to get it back over. Horton a chance to set. Here comes a kill try by Bowler. It can't go. JCN a kill shot. That one's money. Jocelyn Seaver. Right, take that back. She had gone across the way, and it's going to be a point actually for the Chargers. So she had gone on the back side of that antenna on the far side of the net. And it's going to turn out to be a Horton point. So now 7-2 Jeff County North. That serve goes long. JCN another point, 8-2 their lead. Holly Forgy, the sophomore libero, back to serve, 8-2. Jeff County North, their advantage. And close it out here in this second set, and that's going to be an ace. Once again, confusion on the back line. They weren't sure if it was going to be out or in. Unfortunate for Horton, that one was in, so it's a point for JCN. Their lead is 9-2. Forgy again to serve. Nice save there by Sturton to keep it alive for Horton. That one back over. Forgy keeps it alive. There's the set. Here comes the spike. Tipped. Saved up there by Horton. Block at the net. Kept alive by JCN. Here's their set once again. Spike try is long. Point for the Chargers. 9-3 JCN. Good little rally there. Jordan Rank just on the spike. Left it long. Jeff County North started a 7-0 spurt. Horton's charged back, but that one goes into the net on the serve, so it's 10-3. Jeff County North will get it back. Audrey Bell, the junior, set to serve this one. Fine drive down the middle, popped up in the air by Hammersmith, sent back over by Lydia Link. Jeff County North gets it now. They set it up. Here's the spike attempt. Good spike and good set there. Horton keeps it alive, blocked at the net, kept alive by JCN, double tapped. Battle at the net. This one goes back over. Thompson sets it up for JCN. Here comes the spike attempt near side. Launched into the air off the rafters. That was Sturton up front. Goes out of play, so the point is for Jeff County North. Their lead is 11-3. Good rally once again, but Horton couldn't convert. Here's Bell to serve. Nice little setup there by Chartier. Knocked it back over with Sturton. Here's Jeff County North with an easy set. Nice dump. Tapped in the air. Good save once again. Hammersmith sends it back over. Thompson with the spike. Blocked at the net. And it's going to be a point for the Chargers of Horton. 11-4 is the score. So since JCN started 7-0, we have been much more balanced. We're in the last few rallies. Horton scored 5 of the last 9, or 4 of the last 8, I should say. So we've split down the middle of the last 8. JCN getting ready for a set. Thompson a spike, blocked at the net. And it's going to be a point for Jeff County North, 12-4. Thompson goes out. Claire Jobbins, the junior, checks in. She'll serve for JCN. High serve right down the middle. Set up high, but in front of the net for Sturton. She gets it back over. Libero Forgy with the save. Spike attempt blocked. And it's going to be a point for Horton. 12-5. Sturton with a nice block at the net. Kept it in. 12-5 our score. JCN in front. They won the first set 25-13. Ashton Keough will step back in for Horton to serve. 12-5 JCN. Here in the second matchup. Second set. Nice dig there after a very good serve. Spike at the net. Kept alive by Jeff County North. Tapped over to nobody. Point for Jeff County North. Seen that a lot. Confusion between the back and the front lines for Horton. And the placement on some of these shots for JCN have been superb here so far. Jordan Rank to serve it away for JCN. And we get a whistle. Stoppage of play. JV ball comes rolling in. So they stop play. One of the officials. This might be a rotational issue here for Horton, which might give a point to JCN, and it does. It's now 14-5 after the miscue there by Horton before the serve. 14-5, Jeff County North. Set number 2. JCN 25-13, the set 1 victory. They lead at 1-0. Horton trying to keep this one alive. Sturton gets it back over. Long rally across the way. Spiked back in by Manville, keeping it alive, and then dropped at the net. It's going to be a point for JCN. 15-5 is the score. JCN, they've scored 4 of the last 5 and 3 straight. Rank, her serve, it's long. Point for Horton. 15-6. This will be Sturton to go back and serve for Horton. Line drive serve, is it long? It is. Point for JCN. 16-6 now. Looks like a sub is coming in for both squads here as Ruck Deschelle will check in. Now Ruck Deschelle goes out. Jocelyn Seaver checks in for JC North. She'll serve. 16-6, Jeff County North. They won the first set 25-13. Good dig there by Keough. Trying to keep it alive for Horton. Keough gets it back over and will get a point. Good placement there by Keough over her back shoulder to get that one back over the net. And 16-7 now the score in favor of Jeff County North. Piper Chartier, the freshman, will serve for Horton. They trail 16-7 here in the second set. Nice set at the net. Hit back over. Chargers need to get this one back over. They do. Nice dig by Seaver. Punched over by Jobbins. Horton now on the rally. Blocked at the net. High in the air. Cavan gets it. Launches it over. And it's out. Point for JCN. 17-7. Macy Thompson checking back in for JCN. Jeff County North. She's on the front line with Audrey Bell and also Clara Johnson. Manville serves. Set in the middle. Set up by Keough for the Chargers. They get it back over. Nice dig there by Johnson, the sophomore. Here's the spike, and that one is in. Hammered home by Audrey Bell. And it stayed in, extending the lead now 18-7. Manville back to serve. Right down Broadway. Nice set up there by Keough. Chargers have to get it back over. Nice set there. Nice Seaver. Tap down by Thompson. Point Jeff County North. We've seen that multiple times. Macy Thompson, the junior, she's got good length. It looks like she's getting set for a spike, and she just taps it over the front line for an easy point. Timeout here in the second set, 19-7, Jeff County North. Back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM KNZA.
High school volleyball here on a Tuesday night, 103.9 KNZA. I'm Brandon Tabman. Kurt Kilman back in studios. Jeff County North trying to put the finishing touches here on the first matchup this evening. They lead 1-0. Here's set two. They lead 19-7 over Horton. Nice dig there by Cavan. For Horton. They get it back over Thompson with another tap down. This time it's saved away. Punch back over by Hammersmith. Jeff County North. Here's the set. Here's the spike. It's blocked. Kept back alive by JCN. They got to get it over. Thompson taps it. Saved up in the air by Horton. Link once again on the try. Libero, the back line. Forgy with the save. Here's the spike up front. Knocked to the sideline. Trying to keep it alive. Horton keeps it alive. JCN another opportunity. Here's the set. Thompson the spike and Thompson the kill. Good rally, and Thompson once again finishing. It's 20-7, JCN, now 5 points away from wrapping up the first matchup here tonight. First of three. Manville to serve. Serves it short right. Saved up in the air, but launched it backwards. Wrong direction for Horton, and another point for JCN. They've scored five straight. It's now 21-7. Manville to serve, the sophomore. Correction. Senior. Here's a nice little set. Spike blocked at the rim. And JCN with the point. The length is just certainly a difference up front for Jeff County North. The lead now 22-7. Manville to serve. Gets it over. Nice dig there by Cavan for Horton. She gets it back over. Nice shot there by Keough. Here's a set. Here's a spike attempt. There's the kill. Audrey Bell slams it home. It's 23-7. Addison Manville has continued to serve here in this rally. They have scored now seven straight points as Jeff County North right down the middle. Cavan sets it up. Spike attempt, long. Fowler missed it too long, and now we are at match point for Jeff County North. 24-7 here in the second set. Manville to serve. Launched up in the air. Hammersmith trying to keep it alive. Does so. And the Chargers stay alive and get the point. Nice placement there by Hammersmith. It's 24-8. That stops a run of eight straight points for Jeff County North. Hammersmith, the junior, back to serve. Match points. Here for Jeff County North. Good serve. Libero Forgy keeps it up and alive. Here's the set. Here's the spike. Bell, good placement. Saved up there by Horton. Trying to keep it alive. They can't. Ball game. That'll do it. 25-13 and 25-8. Jeff County North getting the two-match sweep over Horton here in the first matchup of three tonight. So Jeff County North improving to 8-2 overall, still undefeated, 5-0 in NEKL play. Horton drops to 0-8, 0-5 in league play. In the finals, 25-13 and 25-8. It will be Jeff County North and Jackson Heights coming up next. We'll pause for about 10 minutes or so, and then we'll come back for that second matchup, which, by the way, should be very, very good between Jeff County North and Jackson Heights. Again, one final time. First matchup is concluded. Jeff County North, 25-13, 25-8. Their victory over Horton here in the first matchup this evening. We're back in 10 minutes. Keep it locked in. 103.9 KNZA.